I want to share a few thoughts with you today relating to Psalm 127, the first two verses, in praise of God's goodness. If the Lord does not build the house, the work of the builder is useless. If the Lord does not protect the city, it is useless for the sentries to stand guard. It is useless to work so hard for a living, getting up early and going to bed late, for the Lord provides for those he loves while they're asleep. You may or you may not be of the age that you can recollect the way back in 1964. A 17-year-old Randy Gardner did something that he hadn't done for 11 days. He nodded off to sleep. He wanted to beat the Guinness Book World Record for how long a human could stay awake. By drinking soft drinks, reading, playing games, he held off sleep for a week and a half before finally collapsing. His sense of taste, smell, and hearing went haywire. Years later, he suffered from severe bouts of insomnia. He did set the record, but also proved something we all know already. We need sleep. Many of us struggle to get a decent night's rest, unlike Gardner, who avoided sleep on purpose. We might suffer from sleeplessness for many reasons. COVID may be an issue relating to you at the moment that gives you cause for concern and worry, including stress, or it may be family-related issues or work-related issues or financial problems, ill health, or simply playing computer-generated games on our phone. Sometimes it feels impossible to turn off our brain and just relax. One psalm writer tells us that unless the Lord builds the house, we work in vain. Psalm 127, verse 1. And our toiling and our efforts are useless unless God gives us what we need. Thankfully, God does just that. He grants sleep to those he loves, verse 2 tells us. And God's love is for all of us. He invites all of us to give our worries to him, including what may or may not be happening in our lives and around the world. Hand the day to the Lord and sink into his rest and his grace. When you go to bed this evening, and for that matter, every evening, please remember to pray. Give everything to him and choose to rest in his incredible love. God bless you.